Okay, we're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Ein Chet. We're in the second chapter, the eighth paragraph. Gentlemen, you with me? We had learned previously that if someone warns us and tells us, don't tell other people, then we're not allowed to tell over what they told us to other people. Ein chiluk bilshon azara, and it doesn't matter if the way he worded it was, ben shetzivam shelo yidabu od mizeh inyan klal, whether he says, I don't want you guys to talk about this anymore, or he tells them, I don't want a peeps to come out of you. I don't want word to come out from you. Either way, it is prohibited from us to reveal what he said to other people. Even though he said it in a form of three people, he said something, you'd think it's public knowledge already? No. When he says, don't tell, we're obligated not to tell. And certainly, we cannot go to the guy who was spoken about and tell him, you know what he said about you? Because if you start telling other people, word will get back to the guy. Everyone's going to hear about the chavra chavra itle. We have this rule, your friend has a friend, and his friend has a friend, and eventually it gets back to the guy. You guys know there's this cute picture by Norman Rockwell, famous American artist, about gossip going around. This one tells that one tells this one. It goes all around. The whole painting is one person telling another person until it gets back to the original person, right? The person who they were talking about. Od nireh pashut. Further, it would seem obvious that the leniencies we had learned are specifically when the story was said over in the presence of three. La puke, to the exclusion of, im shnaim sipiru bifnei shnaim, lo shayacha etera klal. If two people heard it, and then they told another two, so you'll say we ended up with four people knowing it. What's the difference if three heard it at the same time or two told two? So the Chafetz Chaim says no. There you would not have this leniency, and if you want to see greater detail, look at the footnote. Okay, we're going to look at the footnote between the words of the Chafetz Chaim and the Be'er Mayim Chayim. אבל אם ציווה שלא יגלו זה לאותו פלוני, אפשר דמותר לגלות במקרה לאחר. Okay, we won't go into that footnote. Skip that. Say that.